Ladies and gentlemen, every Saturday morning at 11:30, the real Memphis Wrestling is back. Catch all your favorite wrestlers from Bluff City Wrestling. See all your favorite wrestlers like the Kang Superstar Johnny Dodson, JPJ, Bullwhip Ballard, Vicious Hyde, Savage Brotherhood, Memphis Fight Nation, and many others in their brand new show, Bluff City Chaos. Be sure to tune in this and every Saturday morning at 11:30 right here on CW30 Memphis. The real Memphis Wrestling is back. Be there.
Jet Hero is all about. We're going to find out if he's a hero or a zero.
Well, he's definitely got his hands full of two legit Justin Daniels, I guarantee you. Big elbow collar tie up now. Look at Justin Daniels using that strength, taking Jet straight back to the corner. Jet yelling at downtown Bruno. And trying to convince him that he pulled a mask. I never saw him pull a mask.
I didn't either. One thing I'll tell you is Bruno's going to have his hands full in this match.
I think so.
Boy, Jet's certainly not making any friends here at Bluff City Wrestling.
No, he's not. Went for that elbow collar tie-up, but straight into a kick right to the gut. Now he's just nailing Justin Daniels. Referee downtown Bruno warning him, man, keep that fist open. But like first. I said earlier, Larry, Justin Daniels can wrestle with the best of them. He can also fight with the best of them. So if Jed wants to take it down that road, I'm sure Justin Daniels will answer him politely.
Man, that chop didn't even phase Justin Daniels. Oh, he returns it with a chop.
Oh. Cheap shot there.
Cheap shot. Rake the eyes of two legit Justin Daniels.
Referee downtown Bruno letting him know you can't be doing that kind of stuff. Man, look at the chest of Justin Daniels. They were just whopping each other. I really do believe it's a big mistake him paying that much attention to the crowd. He needs to be taking care of business with Justin Daniels.
Oh, almost got him.
I told you, this Justin Daniels, man, too legit is just that. He is too legit. Crowd getting into it now. Another cheap shot, low blow by Jet Hero. Ooh, it looks like his chest is busted open.
Splash in the corner off the ropes.
Oh, my goodness.
One. And a kick out on two.
My goodness.
Incredible.
Right to the side of the head of Justin Daniels. Jet setting him up, looks like, for a suplex. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Twist and suplex there by Jet Hero. Two count, almost a three.
And a kick out on two. Justin Daniels has taken a licking.
He's got a lot of fight in him, man. A lot of fight in him. Jet, he's really making a mistake there by paying way too much attention to that, to the crowd.
Taking a little too much time here.
Way too much time against Justin Daniels.
And Justin Daniels
will roll out of the way, going up for a school.
Roll him up.
One, two, three. There you have it. A little too much. A little too much crowd.
Follow us on our social media pages. Bluff City Wrestling. That's Facebook at Bluff City Wrestling. And on YouTube at Bluff City Wrestling 8526. Bluff City Wrestling is bringing old school wrestling to a town near you.
Have you ever dreamed of becoming a professional wrestler? Let the Bluff City Wrestling Academy help you achieve your dream. Learn mat skills, techniques, psychology, and how to be a true professional wrestler. Email us at bluffcitypromotions1077@gmail.com or call us at 731-443-0221. Bluff City Wrestling Academy. Your dreams begin today.
You're looking for a fun new way to advertise on...
This is the fun new way to advertise. All you got to do is reach out to Bluff City Wrestling Promotions. That's Bluff City Promotions, 1077@gmail.com. Email us. You want to advertise with the best wrestling promotion in the Memphis viewing area? You're looking at it with Bluff City. Now, you want us to come to your area? You want us to take care of business? You want the world to know that your business exists? You do that with Bluff City Promotions, Barry. You need to get a better time, buddy.
Burning. right here, folks, right here at Bluff City Chaos.
Today is another edition, the first edition of the Kang's Court 2024. Let's talk professional wrestling. Well, let's start off with the one and only Bluff City Wrestling. Bluff City Wrestling viewership is now moving up. We went up to 5,000 views within a couple of weeks. Let me make sure that I make this publicly clear. The viewership that you see on YouTube with the Bluff City Wrestling episodes are totally our views. If anybody should get recognition for 2024, it should be Buck Skinner. Buck Skinner, not only his in-ring performance, his attitude, he's traveling now. He's going a lot of different places working, right? Buck Skinner has the size, the athleticism, the agility. He can make it. Went to New Japan. Did an excellent job with New Japan. Still humble, still the same guy. If anybody should be Wrestler of the Year, it should be Buck Skinner. Let me say this again. Most of you guys are only stroking your own friends' egos because you're wrestling on the same show as them. When you find out how good you are when you go wrestle at other states and other places and see how you measure up, when you can wrestle anybody. Just because the promoter brings in a couple of guys that used to be somebody on major companies or whatever, and they put you in the ring with them, let me be honest, that doesn't prove it either, because you do that every now and then.
Follow us on our social media pages, Bluff City Wrestling. That's Facebook at Bluff City Wrestling, and on YouTube at Bluff City Wrestling 8526. Bluff City Wrestling is bringing old school wrestling to a town near you.
Have you ever dreamed of becoming a professional wrestler? Let the Bluff City Wrestling Academy help you achieve your dream. Learn mat skills, techniques, psychology, and how to be a true professional wrestler. Email us at bluffcitypromotions1077@gmail.com or call us at 731-443-0221. Bluff City Wrestling Academy. Your dreams begin today.
You're looking for a fun new way to advertise.
This is the fun new way to advertise. All you got to do is reach out to Bluff City Wrestling Promotions. That's bluffcitypromotions1077@gmail.com. Email us. You want to advertise with the best wrestling promotion in the Memphis viewing area, you're looking at it with Bluff City. Now, you want to come to your area, you want to take care of business, you want the world to know that your business exists, you do that with Bluff City Promotions, Barry. You need to get better time, buddy.
Professional movement and Ford of Wisconsin. Larry Little here at Bluff City Wrestling Chaos here in West. West Memphis, Arkansas. Today is the 30th day since the tag team titles have been defended. Gentlemen, are you ready for this day? No, you interview me, not him. I control him. Today, MFN, the tag team titles, you got to defend them or you get stripped. We've been waiting, we've been wondering. Today, the all said and done. Hi, we're becoming the new Love City tag team champions.
Man, we have a great, great match for you in store here. Vicious Hyde, the number one contenders for that Bluff City tag. It's going to be taking on MFM, Chris Lex and Dale Tucker, the current heavyweight champion, tag team champions. They've had 30 days as of today to defend them belts. If they didn't get stripped and offered to Vicious Hyde, just like we saw with Bull, but I've seen with my own eyes, MFM is here today.
They are here today. They are here and they're prepared. I saw them backstage and they have an intensity like they've never had before.
I'm just ring dancing.
Oh, I've seen them.
City tag team champions MFN on their way.
The King of Pal, Chris Lex, and his tag team partner Dale. And they're go ahead and ring that bell. Let's get it started. Here we go. So, right now, the tag team championships are
tag team titles. We have the King of Pal. Lex.
Man, they are all. I wouldn't be in downtown Bruno's shoes for his socks calling this match.
Bluff City Chaos is living up to its name with this match.
Four tough guys, really tough guys. Vicious Hyde making a name for themselves all over Memphis in the Mid-South area. But right now, in the world, in MFN, Dale Tucker and Chris Lex.
Vicious Hyde regrouping for a second before they get back in the ring. Oh!
Oh, man, the King of Pal comes out with a double cross body, catching both men on the floor. Fantastic move there by Chris Lex. Now setting up Dale Tucker with a sliding drop kick. A big chop. Oh, two big chops. Now they just merry-go-round and big side forth. That's going to be the only way you can beat this big monster.
Finally got back into the ring. Ooh, and another chop by
Dale Tucker in that leg from last time these four met. Tag. That might be something to watch. Downtown Bruno with the count now. Two, almost a three. Beautiful drop kick there by Dale Tucker. You notice that? Did you see him favoring that leg again?
I saw that right leg is clearly giving him an issue.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Believe me, he's
going to
take.
What is Solomon Hyde doing now? Oh, he's just going to beat it.
He pulled off the knee pad.
I mean, just, this could be a career-ending injury.
And he, oh, goodness. Driving that uncovered knee into the mat. Oh, and a two count.
Mick Vicious out there now. complaining about how fast downtown Bruno was counting. Crap, Tucker.
Now, Mix, I thought Solomon Hyde was the crazy one. Maybe they're both crazy.
Flat bottom foot stomp straight onto the knee area of Dale Tucker, and Mick Vish is doing the smart thing.
Look at that.
Keeping focus on that injury. Now, referee downtown Bruno unable to see it because he was distracted over there by Chris Lex. Solomon Hyde now just ripping the tights of Dale Tucker. I guess he's trying to prepare the meal for Mick Vicious to be a little better cook.
They are working that knee.
They're just
Dale
vicious,
Tucker.
Ruthless. I guess that's why they're called Vicious Hyde. They're just being vicious right now.
Here comes Chris Lex.
Dale Tucker now, man, he's hurt. I can look in his face and tell that he's just hurt.
He's going to try to pull himself up. That again, downtown group. Oh, he's trying to kick his way out with his good leg. Oh, and a rake to the eyes.
Man, Larry, right now, Dale Tucker's not worried about winning the match. He's fighting for his life. Goodness gracious. Big double elbow shot by the Vicious Hyde. One to one half of the tag team champions, Dale Tucker taking him straight down. Dale still favoring that leg quite a bit.
Crowd getting behind Dale Tucker.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Dale Tucker's not going to quit. They're going to have to break that leg, and he'll still be trying to win. But right now, it's just not looking good.
I think they're trying to break the leg, Tucker.
Oh, Solomon, did you see that? Now he's just playing with it, playing with his prey.
Series of hands to the midsection. Oh, and a headbutt by Dale Tucker, and a headbutt back. That's not going to hurt him, is it?
That's not going to hurt Solomon Hyde. I've seen him headbutt. Now Solomon Hyde choking Dale Tucker. Finally, a legal tag. Mick Vicious, the legal man in the ring now. Dale Tucker still favoring that leg quite a bit.
Look at him just taunting him. Oh, and he connected with a right hand. And another.
Oh, big DDT there by Mick Vicious. My goodness, man. Chris Lex really needs to get in there. Referee downtown Bruno indicating just a two count. He really needs to make a tag in the worst way. The fans are now behind Dale Tucker. Chris Lex over there, he is psyched. He is ready to go. He just needs to get in that ring and take care of business. But Solomon Hyde and Mick Vicious, away from Chris Lex over there. But I don't see how much more Dale Tucker can take at this point.
He is physically exhausted. You can see it on his face. And into the corner.
Big Solomon Hyde setting up for that splash. Oh, Dale Tucker able to kick his way out of it using that good leg and the leverage of those ropes. Oh, no. Oh, no. Come on, Dale. Don't do it. Goodness. Oh, my goodness. He may have knocked Solomon Hyde back, but it took Chris Lex out over there on the other side of the apron. And now Solomon doing the smart thing, dragging Dale Tucker back over to Mick Vicious and making that tag. Now, Mick Vicious is the legal man in the ring. It looks like Chris Lex over there got his bell rang pretty good. And now Mick's just telling Solomon, get on him.
What, Chris Lex?
Chris Lex. He's mad as a wet hen, I can promise you. If he can get in that ring. Chris Lex. But he's just got so frustrated out there that he has to take care of Dale Tucker.
And Chris Lex trying to level the playing field. Oh,
referee downtown, Bruno. I'm commending him. He's allowing this to happen. He likes the great action just like the fans here at Bluff City Chaos do. Bruno's just letting it go right now. Dale Tucker. But again, we got to make it clear. Chris Lex is not the legal man inside the ring right now. And Mick Vicious able to move out of the way. Oh, my goodness. Vicious on to Dale Tucker. Big power. Choke slam there by Solomon Hyde. One, two. Oh, there you have it, Larry. Brand new. Chris Lex looks like he's done hurt his back. We may need to get some help out here. Ring that. Let's see if we can get some help out here.
Hey, we need some help out here, please.
Marvin. Help out here.
Chris Lex injured his back.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't believe him.
Bruno, do we have any or something? Let's get some help out here.
We need some wrestlers or somebody out here, please.
Dale's
leg has been injured.
We need some folks out here.
Yeah, we need some wrestlers out here, please.
We need some folks out here, guys.
You know, this floor don't give.
Man, I can see his spine bulging out of his back, man. This isn't good.
No, it's not.
Bear with us, folks. Bear with us for a second. Do we have a backboard or something?
Yeah.
Maybe one of these tables. Let's, yeah. Over here.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can get him on a table, something flat. Maybe call a paramedic or something. Oh my goodness. Just be careful with him. Be careful with him. Just be easy. I can see his spine bulging over here, man.
Yeah, me too.
One, two, three. Wow. My goodness.